The Noatak River runs for about 425 miles, winding from gates of the Arctic National Park through the Noatak National Preserve before emptying out into the Kotzebue Sound. Bear Paulson of Minnesota heard from friends that it'd be a beautiful canoe trip filled with gorgeous scenery and some nice hiking.
There's a lot of canoeists in Minnesota because of the boundary waters and what have you. And really what we've got is just a network of people that have paddled various rivers all throughout Canada and Alaska and what have you. And so we talked to friends of ours, and they said, oh, yeah, Noatak's a great river. You know, we have other friends that actually took a two-year-old down it.
With no portages and some nice white water, Paulson felt comfortable bringing along his son, Dashua, who's just under three. Dashua's mother, Claire Porter, and friend Dan Cook rounded out the group, who arrived in Kotzebue on July 11th.
We had 12 days of sun. Felt like the desert. Absolutely gorgeous. You know, we put in as high up as we could. Lucky Six is the name of the area.
Lucky Sixth Creek is near the mouth of the Noatak, up by Ambler and Kobuk. Paulson and company spent most of the time taking in hikes as they slowly moved along the river. As they decided to pick up their pace along the Noatak, rain clouds above started to have the same idea.
A few days after we started to move along was when the rain started, and we heard 250% of average rainfall, somewhere in that neighborhood.
It was the wettest month on record for Kotzebue.
We were deluged.
Paulson says adjusting to the rainfall meant monitoring the water level to make sure it didn't reach the group or their gear as they camped.
We were putting marks and cairns, you know, sticks in the shore, cairns on the shore to measure how far up the river was coming each night, making sure we wouldn't get sunk. And we were continuously wet.
Paulson says while he didn't expect the level of rainfall his group encountered, they had prepared for less than dry conditions.
It's something that you always are aware of that might happen. I mean, we didn't really expect, it was pretty surprising to get 10 straight days of rain. But we had, you know, we have nice tents, we have a nice bug shelter that keeps us out of the rain when we need to.
Paulson said they adjusted their approach slightly, considering they had Dashua with them. Paulson says he felt the Noatak was a mellow, more predictable river than others he'd paddled.
Beyond that, we don't paddle long days because otherwise he goes nuts. He starts hitting his mother because he shares the bow with her. He'll last about 3 hours at a stretch.
The rainfall made one last strong push at the end of July before the skies started to part and sunshine fell on the Northwest Arctic. For Paulson, it was the optimal time to power back to town.
We were about 20 miles up the Noatak and saying, okay, do we think we can cross today or tomorrow morning? You know, and you kept looking at the forecast, and was like, I'm pretty sure we can do it on. And so, yeah, total reprieve. I mean, to be able to paddle right to the hotel.
The expedition concluded last Thursday as Paulson and company pulled up to shore from the Kotzebue Sound right in front of the Nulluqvik Hotel. Looking back, Paulson says his trip up the Noatak, his first in Alaska, was a little too wet, but the bugs weren't that bad, and he loved it. Reporting in Kotzebue, I'm Wesley Early.